to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Hi, everyone. It is Saturday, April 30th, 2016, and this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. If you're not familiar with me or the website, please visit us at galacticconnection.com/daily-blog, and you can start there by accessing a 365-day-a-year blog on all kinds of cool information, and just go crazy. Anyway, I have been given a call to action, especially since it's Saturday. I have been told I must get this out immediately. So I would ask right away if all of you could please pass this along to as many people as you can. I have written out something because I'm afraid I'll forget all the details. So I want to ask ahead of time to please forgive me if it sounds a little bit like I'm reading off the screen, but in fact, I really am. So anyway, I'm just going to dive in and get going. So this is an urgent alert to all of the ground crew, no matter what role you play or mission you have. But in particular, I am putting out a request to all who work with the grids, portals, and stargates. You may or may not know who you are, but I would like you to trust the divine process that's working through you to assist you in this major call to action. As of late, many of us have been hearing about portals blowing wide open. And in fact, many of us have seen portals of light caught on camera and video with blasts of light upwards from the apex of pyramids, as well as other ancient locations. And still others have captured unbelievable pictures of vortexes actually in the sky, which clearly show that there are etheric doorways to other unknown destinations that do exist. But what I'm referring to today are portals all over the world that are not necessarily within a building or a structure, are virtually unknown by most of us on planet Earth. It has come to my attention that many of us are awakening and we're feeling very sore, I might add, and we're also feeling very discombobulated. And from what I can ascertain by some of the communications I've had with all of you, we are all sensing some sort of battle going on and closing down specific portals that are being used by the dark agenda right now. In fact, we have been shown that around the date of January 25th, a seal was burst open to the bottomless pit. And this event supposedly marked the release of lower dimensional beings and energetic forms from within Mother Earth, providing passage to the surface. This event was planned for by the light forces, and we are contending with it now. So it wasn't like it was a surprise, okay? That's what I was told. It was around this very date that I arrived in Las Vegas myself, only to be welcomed by a pentagram in the sky made up of chemtrails. Great. Some are experiencing an unprecedented visitation of dark entities and psychic attack upon their being, and others are finding themselves waking up in the middle of so-called dreams to find they are closing down key portals that are being misused for malevolent purposes. Now, still others are receiving communiques even from their own children that are claiming they are being taken and their souls are being extracted or manipulated without their awares. There are several things to consider with all of this information going on. Number one, that due to the rise of AI, anything that raises fear or presents us with destructive interpretations can be the influence of AI itself. Number two, we are cleaning up a ton of past life trauma, drama, pain, suffering, and the ground crew is working triple time to do this for the entire planet, for all of those that are still asleep. So it's not just an individual thing. We're actually doing this for all of the other billions of people on the planet who do not have the capacity to do it themselves right now. Number three, we are being targeted relentlessly by chipping. Now, chipping's sole purpose is to eavesdrop. It's also to cast out alien feelings of thoughts of despair, rage, and fear. And these chips manipulate our brain patterns, and they do target our fears greatly. So as I have said in previous interviews, if you have not come fully to peace with issues and stuck energies within your emotional and mental bodies, it is very likely that you are being affected by these intense energies arriving on our planet now. This is a time for all of us to look in the mirror and remember that we are being called to clean up the all. Your personal drama is no longer looked upon as something one can ignore, because ultimately it erodes things vibrationally for the whole pool of humanity. We are all interconnected, and what hurts one will ultimately hurt all. This is part of the unification process. Also, it is important to remember that as you shine a brighter light due to your pursuance of enlightenment, forces of darkness will be drawn to you, and they may attempt to bring you down. They consider themselves to be our opposition, so look at this as a time of strengthening your spiritual attunement. This ultimately fine-tunes us. It propels us to find our mastery within. How many of you have gotten so fed up with psychic attack that you finally snap and command with vigor that you won't have it anymore? And what happened when this occurred? It is only when we fully step into ourselves with conviction, unwavering dedication, and determination that we stand tall and mighty with our I Am presence. And when we decide we can do this, it happens. Now, one of the best ways to protect ourselves is to use the proclamation. You will find this under the Psychic Tools page on galacticconnection.com. I also highly recommend right now that you do constant violet flame purging. Okay, this is a very simplified process, but a very powerful one. It was relayed during the times of the ancient mystery schools, and it is now available to the public to use. Also, setting up crystal grids within and outside of your home, that is a really good idea. And staying in constant communication with your guidance, allowing them to assist you in the area of protection and not being afraid to do that. We don't have to be all alone, guys. You know, we're so used to that. The angelic realm of 100% sacred light is assisting us greatly at this time. for it was known we would need this additional assistance until such time that enough of us fully stepped in to being the masters that we are. And notice I say allow, because we must now not be in fear of our guidance. Command that you are interacting with 100% sacred light and nothing else. Nothing else will be tolerated. Okay. Now I would like each of us to go within and feel how similar this timeline is with that of the time of Atlantis. There is no accident here. We signed up for this mission because we know the destruction that came forth at that time and the gravity of what came out of it and what can come from it if it's left unsupervised, so to speak. We must remain vigilant now and recreate a perfect union between spirituality and technology, healing all the wounds along the journey. We are here to create heaven on earth, but I ask you this. If we remain submissive, is there a chance we may bring any of these dark anomalies with us? Just a question to ponder at this time, because after all, this is our tapestry, and we cannot expect the Allied forces to clean everything up for us. This is our creation unfolding. So it has become the norm for us to read about ELFs, microwaves, smart grids, HARP, CERN. This is a non-complete list which represents all the sorts of technologies that have been used on humanity all the way back to the time of Atlantis to corrupt our DNA, dismantle our synaptic processes, lower our lymphatic operations, increase our propensity to develop cancer, thicken our blood, put us into a passive and zombie-like state, and more. Now, DARPA chipping is rampant, and we are truly in the day of AI off-world invasions. And as one friend of mine stated, quote, this is no surprise. In fact, it was planned for due to the reactions of the dark to the impending spread of light upon the planet, unquote. I believe the dark uses layers of grids on the surface of the Earth below the Van Allen belt and also off-world to manipulate Earth's inhabitants. They have stepped up their endeavors due to the pressure they are feeling to artificially manipulate key nodes on their compromised grid to bring about chaos, confusion, and disconnection. And if you feel this now, know that it is time for us all to consciously take action or stop this in its tracks as we speak. We can do this through our own clear intention. Remember that not all portals and vortexes are the same. Not all of them are serving the light. So it is very important for us to remember that we are still being called to be vigilant at this time. Now, guess what? The whole thing is we have a solution. Now, long ago, we had to visit major portal centers such as the pyramids to be activated and move dimensionally. But now we have access to incorruptible grids of light that are flowing around the entire Earth, and just sitting in your home, sitting on your couch, can bring you into a Zen state of experiencing very high vibrations of light. This is not something that was accessible before, frankly. It has been portrayed that the only way we can create a crystal grid is when we have a network of actual crystals set up in a sacred geometrical pattern. But this is changing. As each of us become more and more crystallized, we ourselves are beginning to act as if we are a crystal on the node of the grids. We are operating as potential transmitters and receivers for divine light codes bringing heaven to earth. The dark knows this, folks. This is why they've upped their ante, so to speak. Now, due to the successes and progress of the Ascension mission, an advanced move on their part has occurred, which must be addressed by all of us today. And let me explain. Whether you are consciously aware of this or not, you are receiving a steady rain of light codes. But here is where we must get better, and that is we must ground the light that we are receiving into Mother Earth and the grid. Consciously, we must make an effort of doing this every single day, multiple times a day, whenever you think about it. Just consciously receive the light, intend that you're receiving the light, and ground the light. If you feel you don't know enough, throw that thought away, because chances are you are most likely being influenced by the ELFs and other mind control programs that continue to keep making us feel not enough. Now, for those of you who have not worked with my fellow healer, Jeff Godfrey, he is the creator of the Guardian Protection Initiation. You may want to check it out on the site. It was developed in response to many things, including the AI challenges that we've been experiencing. Now, I'm going to read this, and it's pretty profound. It's about two paragraphs, but here we go. When I told him I started receiving not only emails and phone calls and messages myself regarding this call to action, this is what he said. As I write this, actions are being perpetrated for harmonically inducing rare frequency matching that will open portals lying on key dynamic crossover points of the Earth ley lines. Frequencies are being brought to bear that will encode these Earth sections in such a way to transpose their coordinates with that of higher dimensional crossover points not existing on the Earth plane. It will be calibrating these points with frequency harmonics that do not occur here in this reality. And by doing this, it will enrapture our awareness to then be pulled or sucked up through these portals. This will have the effect of disallowing our own knowingness to occur here, and instead bring our awareness into a dynamic that cannot be sustained properly. So basically, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of chaos, internal turmoil, that sort of thing. This will have the effect of disallowing our own knowingness to occur here, and instead bring our awareness into a dynamic that cannot be sustained properly. I wanted to read that one more time. This will dislodge our seat of awareness and make us seem incompatible with our own dynamic as we exist. This will mostly challenge those who have the highest development of awareness and will create disillusioned thought forms from this portal opening. This action is occurring right now. A direct remedy for this is to intend a very high dynamic light be brought within the singularity of oneness existing at the core of these harmonic intrusions. Set your intention to obliterate every energetic thought form creating this dilution of control. Form a blanket of awareness around these beings creating this tragic pollution to our reality. And then with your own dynamic will gathered into your thoughts, send an outflow that will expel this incursion from our reality. Send a trajectory of your being's light quotient directly into the heart space of those sanctioning this divisive action. This will stop absolutely their ability to contort our awareness and frequency modulate our existence into that which should not occur. This action must continue until such time that there is no longer capacity for this to happen, and so it is. So, here are the key points. And I will put this up on the website also so you can reread it. Number one, intend a very high light penetrating these intruders and intrusions that are opening up these portals that are bringing forth harmonics that are not beneficial for the Earth or humanity. Number two, intend to obliterate every thought form that is trying to control this process as well as us. Number three, blanket these beings with awareness, which means, you know, blanket them also with the source and what the all is. Number four, thrust your will with your thoughts, intending that this is expelling the incursions. Number five, send your light quotient into the heart space of those that are forcing this upon us. And number six, continue this until there is no capacity for them to continue doing this anymore. So, sounds probably somewhat complicated, but it's not. It's all based on making a decision that you want to participate in taking action. Okay, so the first thing is making a decision. The second thing is having the will to say, I can do this, no matter what your background is. Okay, whether you're a stay-at-home mom with three kids, or you're an engineer working at an IT firm, you can do this. Okay. So first of all is making a decision. Second is finding the will to do this. And thirdly, throwing away any thought patterns that are coming by that say, I can't do this, or, oh, this isn't worth it. Because folks, we need to do this. This is a call to action. And finally, four, just taking a few minutes. Doesn't have to take a long time. You don't have to sit in a special way. You don't have to be in a special place. You don't even have to do it at a special time.
and calling forth the light and proceeding just as I had suggested, and Jeff as well. So I'm asking all of the ground crew, please pass this on to everyone. This is a time to remove all divisiveness. This is a time to remove all separation amongst ourselves. This is truly a time for us to unite and prevent the divide and conquer, which is so infamous by the dark agenda, used on a regular basis up on the internet within our own communities. It's time to stop it. So even if we don't agree with one another, we do agree that we want peace and harmony and love to be the predominating role, to be the predominating force of all of our realities. And this is going to do nothing but assist that. And it will bring the darkness down, period. Like, all we have to do is make a decision. We have so much support now. We have so much light now. And we have a situation where there's a lot of chaos and confusion on their end now. This is a very, very perfect time to do this. Now, also, you are probably aware that there's been a lot of coverage on the Baal statues and all of the Baal ritualism that's popping up. They're even getting so audacious as to create new structures and new busts, new statues in other areas, other parks, etc. This is just a way to induce fear. We have to make a decision. Do we want this to continue or don't we? So, you know, the bottom line is we have the power and we just forgot that we did. And if we unite and put our heart and our light and our love in the right place, we have oodles of assistance to make this happen. In the last couple of months, I know March and April have been very, very intense for all of us. And you probably have found that there are people that have spun out. They've just snapped. For whatever reason, they just lost it. Okay? This is all part of that process. So if that happens within your field, it's okay. That's what this time frame is about, is processing this, releasing this, holding the space for this, because it may not have been you that snapped. It would have been, could have been somebody else. The point is, what do we do next, right? We cannot continue to just keep going to our jobs, you know, reading the blogs, but not taking action. And this is what I'm calling out for everyone to consider today. What areas of your life do you feel comfortable to take action in? It could be just, and I'm saying just the smallest thing will make a very large difference, because if all of us just did one small thing, can you imagine how much that would transform this planet? So we are at the crossroads here. This is a very important time for us to take back our power fully. Stop talking about it and do it. Now, I'm not making any accusations, okay? Please don't think that. I'm just trying to say that all of us are in this together. And we all get caught up in the 3D matrix world, okay? I get so busy with my workload and that kind of thing that I have to stop myself and step back and really examine where am I putting my focus. Okay, and I'm just putting that out there to the rest of you. It has been brought to my attention from a ton of guidance that today is the day for us to make this decision now. So with that, I'm going to leave you with, I love you as always, and from the bottom of my heart, I honor you, and I'm grateful that you're along my side, and we will prevail. But today is our day to make the decision to take action. And so it is. Lots of love, and I hope you guys have a really good rest of the weekend. And stay tuned, because you just never know what's in store for us next, right? Talk to you soon. Lots of love.